The U.S. government has endorsed Ghana's Ebola Emergency Preparedness Containment and Treatment Plan. It has therefore pledged to support the country with logistics, finance and personnel. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, said this when she met the chief of staff, Prosper Bani, at Flagstaff House in Accra. She praised President John Mahama's leadership role in galvanizing international support for the affected West African neighbors and Ghana's decision to host the U.N. Mission for Ebola Emergency Response in Accra. Seth Ayer reports.
Madam Samantha Power had visited Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea, where the U.S. has deployed hundreds of military and other personnel to support efforts in containing the viral disease. She expressed admiration for Ghana's anti-Ebola measures and pledged U.S.'s quick response in case of outbreak of the disease in the country.
Your government has put in place very rigorous screening procedures that I experienced and my delegation experienced, including, again, very rigorous questions about what we had done. And so I want to assure the Ghanaian people that all the precautions are in place and that Ghana's government has taken very important steps, but that nonetheless, we all must remain vigilant. So the vigilance is key, and you can have complete confidence that in the event a case comes into Ghana in some fashion or somebody gets infected here, because of your vigilance, I think, is something you are doing everything you can to guard against. But the United States will surge support for you. But in the event of a case, as we will bring additional resources in and be working, as we, I think, already are, with your incident management team to work in lockstep so that any particular single case is one that is immediately contained. We would stand with you and be able to contain things very quickly.
Madam Power commended President Mahama for his visit to the three affected countries and the leadership role he is playing to help contain the disease. The Chief of Staff, Prosper Bani, who is also the head of the Interministerial Task Force on Ebola, outlined Ghana's measures against any possible outbreak of the disease.
Ghana has had 112 suspected cases. All went through the necessary medical checks and came out negative. We are happy to announce that the first treatment center has been completed in Tema. We are almost done with the treatment center in Kumasi and Tamale, and we have provided resources to the two teaching hospitals in Kolebu and Konfonoche to provide for isolation centers, and all the regional hospitals have been provided with resources to also set up isolation centers. The government has approved an insurance policy for the frontline workers who will be deployed should there be a case. Just last week, the government approved establishment of the Incident Operations Center to ensure that it becomes operationally effective.
Mr. Bani was happy with the global response to the disease, echoing President Mahama's recent address to the UN that Ebola is not a regional disease but a global one, with the US, Spain and other Western countries having their cases. Seth Eyer, reporting for Radio Ghana.